Taxing Grandma. Pensioners to pay more. You already know pensioners have a hard time making ends meet. But people who have lost their spouses will now suffer even more. A loophole in UK tax laws means that widowed pensioners are being punished financially for their single status. Jean Brown, 76, of Sheffield, found that her taxes skyrocketed after she lost her husband 3 years ago. Between us, we had a little over £30,000 a year in state and occupational pensions, roughly half and half. But when he died, I qualified for a widow's pension from British Steel, his former employer, and now my earnings are around £25,000 a year, she says. And on top of that, I must pay more income tax on this smaller sum, much more than if Alec had been alive, she adds. At 76, she pays £3,484 tax, which is 69% more than a married couple of the same age. All I could find in the revenue paperwork sent to me was a small note on the back of a form explaining the rules, says Jean. Once I had discovered it, I instinctively thought it was unfair because while two can live as cheaply as one, one can be as or more expensive than two. Fuel bills and insurances stay the same, and while council tax is a little lower, I may have to pay for someone to do things around the house as my husband isn't here to help. PricewaterhouseCoopers tax expert John Whiting says the tax laws are confusing from the start and often the elderly don't understand why their money is disappearing. Whatever the rights and wrongs about helping people in retirement with extra tax allowances, this causes sheer confusion. Those on the receiving end, like Jean, cannot see why they should be taxed more heavily on each extra pound than most under 65s. But above all, it punishes widowhood.